Hello. In times like these, I find it so difficult to make my usual start by wishing my listeners a good morning. For only 2 days ago, we all went to sleep totally unaware of anything as momentous as the American strike of the Syrian airbase. We were still agonizing at the visual effects of seeing dying children, gasping for breath, and other gassed people being doused with water, and their clothes ripped off to allow the washing off of the gas from their skin. In recent times, we were sadly subjected to similar scenes or other atrocities of unspeakable depravity. All this is thanks to modern technology and also to the breathtaking courage of the world's war zone reporters, some of whom, very sadly, paid for their courage with their lives. Having now made this distressing introduction, let me start again and wish you all a good morning. We live in times when we have to mix the joyfulness with the sadness. And so a good morning in our present circumstances could mean, in my humble view at least, a morning when we do not hear more news of human depravity or suffering, but rather the joyful news and views of our glorious springtime, with all the gardens bursting with colour and the sun generously giving us of its warmth and daylight. By now, you, my dear listeners, would have appreciated that I have given, in quick succession, the contrasting aspects of our lives, the one that shows the depth of depravity humans can reach, and the other that shows the glorious world that God has given us. And it isn't only about Mother Nature that we can admire, but we can also appreciate the ability of us humans to be, well, human, and our ability, sadly also, to be lower than the lowest. God created man in his own image. Who can say that this image is anything but perfect? Who can deny that humans are as capable of ultimate humanitarian attitudes? We see examples of this in our everyday life and also in the news. But, as we all know, good news does not make news. It is the bad news that makes the news. And the more shocking they are, the more prominent they become. When I heard President Trump speak so emotionally about how the visual effects of the gas poisoning raid has affected him, and how it changed his emotions, I wondered what will become of his clearly implied action that he is deciding upon. Well, it didn't take long to see that he did act, and he acted when most of the world was asleep. So at least here is a man who appears to be true to his word. I cannot pass judgment on his action or his motivation, and certainly not on the strategic value of the barrage of missiles sent to destroy the airfield from where the raids are supposed to have been launched. But I cannot help being impressed by the real emotion that the president demonstrated. He was not shy to show how he felt. He was not being careful to show the politician or the statesman he is, but rather the human that he is. And lastly, he chucked away any arrogance he may have by asking for God's wisdom. And when he ended by saying, "God bless America," he immediately followed it by saying, "And God bless the rest of the world." I hope he said all this and acted in the manner he did, out of sincerity and conviction. The world needs humans to take charge, and not robotic politicians who calculate every word, emotion, or action just to satisfy the interest of the party or the faction they represent. These are the po-faced politicians who seem incapable of showing any love or even care, at least when seen in public. You sense that all they care for is their seat and the preservation of their power base. As for the people in charge in Syria, and in particular those who appear to have ordered the air raid and dropped these gas-filled bombs on their own people, and, what can I say? How can I describe them? I can't. Indeed, all I can do is pray for them and their souls. I know one day they will appreciate it, how was and will still be the destruction of the world that their actions have wrought and will still bring to bear. Baha'u'llah over 170 years ago announced among his prescription for the world the need to have just one international armed force working under the jurisdiction of a world tribunal to act as the deterrent for such errant leaders. Any other forces will only be for local policing. We now have the United Nations and the Security Council, but the politics are far from being effective in any meaningful manner. The USA cannot on its own fulfill the role of the world policeman. It will not even be appropriate, because the policing of the world must be the duty of the world. But what President Trump has done is demonstrate the need for such international policing. At least he acted, and he did so when no one else saw fit to do so. And anyway, no other country will have the ability that would enable it to take a similar action. So, for the moment at least, I say, thank you, Mr. President. I hope that the future will not raise similar situations, but I think they will. Please join me in praying for this troubled world of ours, and please do whatever you can, no matter how minuscule an individual's effort can be. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.